From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, this is John Saunders, VK4BZ, from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club. Redcliffe Club's annual Redfest is just around the corner. Saturday, 9th of April 2022 at St Michael's College, Caboolture. Our brand spanking new shed at the club rooms is bursting at the seams with pre-loved goodies all waiting for Redfest to find themselves new homes. Raffle prizes are already starting to roll in, including one of those Oriental dual band VHF UHF handheld radios, which could be yours simply by turning up, rummaging through the stalls, sampling the exquisite cuisine, and buying a raffle ticket, of course. That date again, Saturday, 9th of April 2022 at St Michael's College, Abbey Place, Caboolture. Put it in the diary and we'll see you there. On behalf of the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, this is John Saunders, VK4BZ.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the City of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. In a week when the Earth shifted on its axis when the Russian government sent troops over the border into Ukraine, I wondered, strange as it seems, what it would mean in the civilian and non-partisan world of amateur radio. One thing that our cohort is usually good at is not generally taking their personal opinions on politics and international affairs onto their practice on the air. Certain governments from time to time may prohibit their nationals from making contact with other call sign areas or countries. We haven't heard of any restrictions in this regard as yet. Certainly in this century, we have had mainly civilian operators operate from areas of conflict with properly authorised stations and call signs. These stations have been considered acceptable for awards such as DXCC and have been much sought after for that reason. I'm unaware if there are any operators currently in the disputed territories in the eastern Ukraine, but that may change. With sanctions being applied against various arms and persons of the Russian government, I saw one interesting question related to our hobby of radio. One item which is popular for its versatility is the Malahit SDR receiver, and it's designed and made in Russia. Will people still be able to purchase one with the sanctions on the banking sector being applied? There are other QRP rigs coming from Russia, so these may become unobtainable also. However, when it comes to on-air behaviour, I expect that we will not see any loss or impairment of the true amateur spirit, and all stations will be treated with courtesy and respect. During the week, I was getting questions in my head about what we as individuals can do to promote a particular passion to others. It is something that applies to so many things, and particularly sporting, hobby and recreational activities. There are some things that automatically induce a novice to try something new. A potential board rider will already have an affinity with water sports and possibly that particular version. The person wanting to join in competition drone racing will probably already have experience of flying, and so it goes on with all the other things we do to expand our enjoyment and experience of novel things. I could see the opportunity for being able to demonstrate and perhaps discuss various parts of what makes up amateur radio, but I was not sure that I came up with a clincher of an argument. When I was in short pants, the various servicemen who were amateurs managed to tease out areas of interest, and in the era of homebrew, this schoolboy worked out how to get the bits to make a crystal set. Today that seems mundane and dated, and I still wonder how people will find the local amateurs, who will encourage them into the hours of absorption that this service has provided to me. Perhaps we need to all share our experiences and thoughts. So when we get the knock on the door, we will have some answers to the questions we will be asked. Who did you tell about amateur radio this week? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.